The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We launch here into hour number three of the live Saturday edition with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. You can share with us whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we'll talk more about using someone's likeness without their permission. Mark, you and I are going to be in disagreement on this one, but let's go back first to your phone calls and thoughts. Robert is in Michigan calling, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Now, Robert, you had called in, and I got to say I was a little confused about what you were trying to get to. You've got a younger girlfriend, something about Bernie Sanders, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I guess, what I'm trying to say. I guess it threw me off a loop when you guys put me on air. I've never been on air before and everything.
The first time I was on the air, I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah, this is her first time voting, and I don't vote because I just don't buy it. You know, I don't buy anything they're selling, and I never have, you know.
Okay.
So, like, when she tries to talk to me about politics, and, like, the only thing I can tell her is really, like, you know, Bernie Sanders, he seems, like, decent enough to of a guy to vote for. The rest of them, I tell her, like, I personally, like, just to see the pot stir, I'd like to see Trump win, just to see what happens, you know? Like, with Hillary winning, it's going to be, I think it's just beyond a nightmare with her. And then Cruz.
Well,
I don't know,
generally,
really
you don't want to go by just, you know, your gut feeling how someone seems, because politicians are notoriously good at seeming like decent people. Like, if you
like
talk
Bernie
to them.
Sanders, I think he's playing towards the younger group, because there's so many, there's 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds now that are finally coming out to vote, and just,
Bernie Sanders is going to play towards anybody who likes the idea of a free giveaway. I mean, he's the guy who's touting free education and free health care and free this and free that.
Right.
And as our caller was pointing out earlier, he's pandering to people who are economically ignorant, who don't understand that you don't get, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Okay, so the education, the giveaways he's talking about, somebody has to pay for it, and it turns out that somebody is, well, all of us, by paying oodles of taxes.
Well, he wants to raise taxes, of course.
To the government. But Bernie isn't really any different from Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Ted Cruz. Ultimately, all of these people want to tell you how to live your life. They want to take your hard-earned money, and they want to spend it and enrich their friends and punish their enemies.
Well,
now, they may slightly differ. Hang on a sec. They might slightly differ in the ways that they want to spend that money, but they don't differ in the idea that they want to force you to live your life how they think that you should live it.
Right. And I always believe, like, no matter who you vote for, it's always what's behind the scenes of those people that are running the show. Like, they will tell you what you want to hear, and then, you know, they won't, nobody ever does it, of course. Like, Obama is a perfect example of many things. Like, I saw him lying in front of the nation. You know, I caught him lying. I mean, I can't point it out facts right now, but.
Here's a lie. I'm going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, and then he never did.
Advocating for transparency in government when he's had the least transparent government or administration in the history of the United States from at least recent past.
He's not...
Here's another thing I would mention about voting, and this isn't to demoralize anyone. This is to empower you around your vote. Your vote is statistically insignificant on a state level, and there are only state-level votes. There are no national votes. We don't take a national vote in the U.S.
Exactly.
So pick whoever you want, but understand why you do it. So I'm saying, look at those third-party candidates, look at all of them.
So she's like going in blind, and I just don't know what to tell her, like. I just don't know what to say to her, you know. I don't want to influence her vote myself because I want her to vote for who she feels. But then it's like, who do you, like, turn her to learn more? I just, you know, I listen to the radio a lot, so it's like, I don't know what to tell her, you know. So.
Well, have you asked her why she wants to vote for Bernie Sanders?
I don't think she hasn't told me who she wants to vote for. So
I'm
just trying to lean her towards away from the lesser of evils, I guess you can say, so. But then who
Well, generally people want to vote for the lesser of the evils, so, I mean, that's... that's usually don't want to vote for the most of the evils.
Right.
But who is the lesser of the evils among these people? I couldn't really tell you.
But, you know, I can see why people want Cruz. He talks a good small government game.
Right.
But at the same time, he has that whole, you know, real firm Christian thing going on, which always bugs me.
Right.
I can see Donald Trump seems to be a wishy-washy ignoramus, but I think he'll be the most disruptive to Washington, D.C., and I think D.C. needs some disruption.
Yeah, we need something. I'm not saying I'm in the worst positions of anybody, but like you just hear the way people are talking, the way people are acting. You see it online, you see it all around you, and it's like something needs to change for the better. It's already going.
Well, you're not
going to
get that out of the Republicans and Democrats. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. I would suggest maybe she look into some third parties like the Libertarians. Thanks for the call. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I'll be voting for Daryl W. Perry, likely. I'm hoping he'll get the Libertarian Party nomination.
But either way, he'll be on the ballot in just New Hampshire?
If he's on the ballot in New Hampshire, he will likely get my vote. John McAfee is probably the next most interesting Libertarian candidate I've heard. I haven't seen the debate, but I've heard McAfee did a really good job and sounded the most Libertarian in the debate that John Stossel hosted. Which, I don't know if you heard this, but apparently Stossel actually read a tweet or a question from our very own Daryl W. Perry.
That's my understanding. Yeah, that's and that's great.
And apologized for not having him on the debate.
See, I like Gary Johnson, who was last term's Libertarian candidate. I think he's
done for. I don't think he's going to make it this time around.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see.
It should be very interesting. But
I sure hope he doesn't make it.
Yeah. Ultimately, when it comes to presidential politics, it's a horse race. The reason they call it a horse race is because it's a horse race. You can't influence this at all.
Daryl's trying, and he's getting out there and, you know, competing with these people, and he's running for the Libertarian presidential nomination. You can go to DarylWPerry.com. He's one of our co-hosts during the week. So for those of you who only get the weekend show, you might not be familiar with his voice.
It's kind of sad that you have to have a Libertarian wing of that he represents the Libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party.
It's true. Gamma Blast is on the line in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Gamma Blast.
Hey, guys. I'm a little torn on the use your likeness type of thing. But one thing I was thinking, if somebody can just use your likeness at will, and you own yourself, but somebody's using your likeness. And artists today can, I mean, I've seen pictures, there's no doubt which celebrity it is. You can tell right off the bat.
Sure.
So do you own yourself if somebody can just use your likeness at will?
You own yourself, but that doesn't mean you get to own a picture that somebody takes of you, or that you get to own a painting that someone does of you, or in Mark's case, he brought in a story about a robot that apparently looks like Scarlett Johansson. Because, again, there's also the possibility that another woman looks like Scarlett Johansson. Does that mean Scarlett Johansson gets to... And by the way, she's not suing. I'd just like to clarify that. Scarlett Johansson is not suing this person, so I think that's good. But does that mean that she would get to sue the other woman who looks like her because she looks like her? Oh, you're benefiting because you look like me. You might be more likely to get hired. You might be more likely to get paid more or whatever. I mean, it's insane. No, you don't own what other people create. If someone creates, now from the intellectual property standpoint, if somebody creates a piece of art using your name and says, here's a picture of Mark Edgington, and I'm going to sell this picture of Mark Edgington for $5 million, Mark being our co-host here, Mark Edge, for $5 million, you know, you'd have an argument there, because then they're actually using your name and your likeness. But if we're just talking about taking someone's visage and duplicating it in a video game or in a robot form or something like this, but not actually calling that thing or person or that character by the name of the person of whom it was modeled after, I don't think that's the same thing.
Well, I think that when you just say, well, this is only one identifying factor, I arbitrarily choose two identifying factors. Well, somebody might say, well, I should be able to sell a robot that has your name and your likeness on it as a sex toy for perverts, and then you should just be okay with that because intellectual property is stupid.
Well, I do think intellectual property doesn't exist, so
well,
yeah, you should just
it doesn't exist in the sense that you can't touch it or manipulate it, but certainly people are going to... Yep. You have to find a regular human, not like you, a regular human being, and ask them, would you be okay with somebody using your likeness on a sex doll and then not compensating you for it? And I'm willing to bet that above 90% of people would say, not just no, but hell no.
So how close can the doll be then to your likeness?
Right, that gets it gets difficult.
If I add a little pimple to the nose or a mole here,
a mole,
what would make it so it's not you?
It's definitely that's definitely it. And that was sort of the argument that Vanilla Ice had with his Ice Baby song versus the Queen's Under Pressure.
Because he changed a couple notes or something?
There were some notes changed and that kind of thing. But
who won that?
He lost. But it seemed obvious that bass line, that incredible bass line, was great. It was a great song.
855, 450 free, standby Gamma Blast, Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join join us here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. You know, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but Mark, you don't sound flattered by the idea that someone might take your likeness and turn it into a sex robot. You seem like you're offended by it, and you're demanding some sort of compensation. So I, as the sex robot designer, might just decide to add a, you know, freckle or a mole to the face, perhaps change the hair color or the hairstyle a little bit. Would that mean that it's no longer you?
I think that's a very difficult question to answer. Hair color, obviously people can change their hair color, too.
How about your eye color?
We were talking specifically about Charlotte Johansson here, and a robot that looks very much like her.
Maybe her
hair color's changed a lot.
Wait a minute. Maybe my Mark Edge will be a little bit thinner.
Yeah, right. He ought to be, because the real Mark Edge has a size 36 waist. I'd like to recommend that if you're going to model a robot, that it have like a size 31.
And, of course, I wouldn't call it Mark Edge. I'd call it something like Mark Ledge.
What I'd point out is that if you were going to do this, that you would make a lot more money off of the endorsed robot than you would off of the unendorsed one.
That's true.
The difficulty is that a star of a certain stature, Scarlett Johansson, for
probably
instance,
probably not going to give her seal of approval.
She's not going to give her seal of approval. So then you run into this dilemma.
Unless she falls from grace and, you know, kind of like Dana Plato did before she died, turns into like a, you know, crack addict or something like that.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Different Strokes, I think, back in the 1980s.
She's dead?
Yeah, she died back in, I think, the late 90s.
Shoot.
Let's go back to Gamma Blast. I don't know if he really got his point out in Chicago. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Oh, well, I mean, I just like to say, I guess if you start adding moles and changing the nose a little and changing the hairstyle, well, then it's going to completely lose the likeness, especially in a painting or something, very fast. But I would just say you should at least have your day in court if you think somebody's using your likeness to make money or in a your moral fashion or a fashion you don't approve of. I definitely think you deserve your day in court.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I got better things to do than sit in court and hire attorneys and go to depositions.
Just because you don't want to go doesn't mean that somebody else shouldn't be able to.
Have the right to.
Oh, I understand that. I don't think that you should have the right, because I don't believe you own the creations of other people. But thanks for the call. I appreciate where you're coming. What's that?
You don't think a jury should be able to decide it?
No, absolutely not. I don't believe in intellectual property. I think it's a bunch of bunk, because intellectual property suggests that you own the creations of another person, that you, like, you know, with music, for instance, it says that the music creator owns the, if you burn their song to a CD, it suggests that you now own that pattern of ones and zeros that have been put on that CD. And it's absolute absurdity.
I'd say your likeness and music is two different things.
Well, that's your opinion, but
I think a likeness is a very basic thing, and that's why I'm on the other side of this issue with you. I think that you seem to think it's okay that they use the face, but not with the name, and then you're kind of getting slippery.
I don't agree with any intellectual property. Right. So I was giving you an example of where I could understand more why someone would be upset, like if they actually were marketing this robot as a Scarlett Johansson bot, but they're not. They're calling it Mark One. So I could say, what I'm saying is I could understand that better, but I still don't support intellectual property.
For anybody out there who's listening, who's preparing to make the Ian blow-up doll meme, please send it to me at mark@freetalklive.com. I will post
it on
the Facebook page.
Back before there were memes, we had Photoshops.
Oh, yeah.
We had an entire section of our website. We had a bulletin board system back then that was dedicated to people making fun of us and using our likenesses in offensive ways. And, you know, we had fun with it. Thanks for the call tonight, Gamma Blast. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, could I get you to elaborate a little bit on the comment in which Daryl W. Perry had, in which was put in on John Stossel, and about him apologizing and not having Daryl? Could you elaborate on that, please?
I can't elaborate because I haven't actually seen, as I said, I have not seen the entire debate. I haven't seen even a second of the debate. I saw Daryl post on his Facebook page today, and I can pull up the post and read it for you word for word. But I have no reason to doubt what Daryl says here, so I'm going to just go ahead and take it as a fact that, let's see here, John Stossel apparently did apologize, and finding Daryl's post is difficult because he posts a lot every single day. So I can't really find it at a glance here. So
right.
I can
look it for Daryl. Is it going to be on his Twitter, or how would it be?
I don't know. I thought I saw it on Facebook, but at this point, I am not seeing it.
Check his Facebook, and that would be the best bet.
There you go.
I'm just surprised, though, that they didn't have more. You know, when the Republicans first started, they had 18 people running, and they had two different debates. And I was just flabbergasted that he was left out.
Yeah, it's a little surprising that they included Austin Peterson, but didn't have Daryl W. Perry. But yeah, Peterson lives near Washington, D.C., and maybe that makes them think that he's important or something.
So, Mark, did you say you found
it? Thank you so kindly.
You're welcome, Joe. Sorry about that. Appreciate it. Did you say you found it?
I thought I had, but I saw the John Stossel there, but I went to his page. I searched John.
Yeah, I searched Stossel.
Stossel might have been a better choice.
But I'm
anyway.
Almost certain I read this. Where it is that I read
Me
it,
too.
I don't know. That's the problem with these damn social bookmarking websites.
Is you can't find what you saw.
Yeah. If you see something once and then you close the window, getting back to actually finding whatever that was is near to impossible. So, was there more about the Scarlett Johansson bot, Mark, that you wanted to talk about? Because was the story you even brought? I mean, I know we went off on an intellectual property sort of tangent. Was that originally the reason you brought this in?
I love this story. Just the sort of the tone that April Glasser from Wired Magazine, writing for Wired Magazine, takes with it. The Scarlett Johansson bot is the robotic future of objectifying women. I'm not even sure what objectifying means.
Turning into an object. I think.
Right. I understand that part. But, I mean, when was the last time somebody turned, somebody into an object? I mean, in the case of Scarlett Johansson being turned into a robot, I suppose that really is objectification. But the terminology is employed here to say that men turn women into sexual objects.
Well, women look at men as sexual objects sometimes. Too,
whoa!
Right?
All right, wait, what kind of sexist are you? You can't say that.
I'm not a sexist. That's a human thing. Humans okay. tend to be interested in sex.
Yeah. Well, April doesn't feel the same way. As robotics and 3D printing technologies become more accessible to home tinkerers, men are, of course, building. She literally, it's right here in italics. Of course, building robots of beautiful women. And you know what? I agree with her. What a surprise. Men are building robots of beautiful women.
Yep.
Anyone,
I'd rather have a pretty robot than an ugly one.
Yep. What do you think the whole action adventure theme with having women as the protagonists or important characters is all about, doing all the punching and kicking? If you want punchers and kickers and sword wielders, you don't want to send a woman out to do that job.
I don't know. Xena Warrior Princess, I think, could probably handle it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I'd rather have Hercules defending me, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
If I have to pick a good guy and a bad guy, I'd like Hercules to be my defender and Xena to be my attacker.
I gotcha.
Because in real life, men tend to beat women in physical conflicts.
Fair enough.
It's kind of the purpose of men. Like, basically, that's what they're for. Physical conflict. Not against women, necessarily. Usually against men.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. We'll get more from this
yeah, sure.
piece here in moments. And you can share your thoughts with us. About whatever's on your mind, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues. Join us.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Men and their robots. That's what we're talking about here. At least a story from Wired. Mark, you're going to get a little bit deeper into it. Also, want to let you know about how you can learn more about New Hampshire. If you love liberty, if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist, you really ought to consider moving to where there are hundreds and soon will be thousands more like-minded folks. You can join the Shire Society at shiresociety.com and then check out New Hampshire. It's a really great destination. There's liberty-minded folks everywhere here doing all kinds of great activism. And there's a bunch of them in Keene, which is right around where we live. You can go to move.freekeene.com to learn over 150 reasons why you might want to consider moving to Keene if you love the ideas of freedom. Go to move.freekeene.com and also don't forget shiresociety.com to sign the Shire Society Declaration. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then Mark, you'll get a little deeper into this Wired piece. Tracy is on the line in Myrtle Beach. Tracy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Tracy Diaz. I'm so happy that I moved down here from New York, and I turned on the radio this evening, and I'm driving to pick up some food, and I'm like, wait a second. This is like regular FM radio, and I'm listening to my, like, pals broadcasting live. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you get Free Talk Live on podcast, you're very likely to sort of feel like we're an internet phenomenon. We are on 170 radio stations too.
No, I had no idea. Like, this was like a huge thing to me. And objectify away, guys. I say the more the merrier. Bring those robots on. If I can get a male one, I'd be thrilled.
Right. Well,
I think a lot of women would like a sexy woman robot too.
I'm not going to disagree. I mean,
exactly.
What's the big deal? Everyone needs to calm down. It's so ridiculous.
I mean, imagine for a second here that you get an attractive male robot that can, you know, squash bugs, move furniture, reach the tall things on the top shelf of the cabinets. You know, the occasional sexual interlude. You know, it'll basically have that whole boyfriend thing covered, and you don't need to put up with all the crap.
I just want him to clean. I don't care
right.
about that crap.
I mean, and you won't hear a peep out of him. He'll just clean away, happy as he can possibly be. I mean, isn't that what any woman really wants?
If I can train him to respond to a bell, we will be set. It will
right.
be all.
You just need a little bell.
Tracy, welcome to Myrtle Beach.
The mistress rings.
Thanks for listening and thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's she's listening to WRNN, by the way.
Yep.
So, Mark, continue on.
Going on with this piece from Wired.
So this Wired article author is upset.
Yes, she is, as her name's April. As robotics and 3D printing technologies become more accessible to home tinkerers, men are, of course, building robots of beautiful women. Anyone who's turned on a TV in the past decade shouldn't be surprised to learn that one of the first and creepiest examples of this development involves movie star Scarlett Johansson.
Hmm.
News broke on Friday about a Hong Kong designer who made a robot that looks just like the award-winning actress, although Ricky Ma, the robot's creator, won't name it, won't name the actress he modeled the bot on, choosing instead to call it Mark One. It took Ma 18 months and over $50,000 to complete the project, which he constructed on his patio with a 3D printer and software that he taught himself how to use. Guys,
wow.
Brilliant, right? He's not spending his time drinking or playing video games. He's creating robots. The question, however, is one of precedent. If a man can't earn the attention of the woman he longs for, is it plausible for that man to build a robot that looks exactly like his love interest instead? Is there any legal recourse to prevent someone from building a ScarJo bot?
I suspect not, given that he's in Hong Kong.
Well,
so
I
even
say,
all your precious courts, Mark, are he's out of his reach.
I would say
reach.
That... If you build it, that's something different than selling it. To me, that's a different area. So building it, that's something you sculpted with your hands. Selling it, on the other hand, you know, you're
so you shouldn't be able to sell what you build, is what you're saying?
No, I think
if it looks like someone.
I think if you sculpt something that looks precisely like Scarlett Johansson, and you know, label it Scarlett Johansson or whatever.
Do you think that you should have a worldwide global reach to be able to crush this man out of his
I'm talking livelihood? About what's right and wrong, Ian. I'm not talking about the power of the state here. That's the difference. Is I'm saying that it is wrong to do that.
Ah, okay.
Going on.
But it's not wrong to build something and then have sex with it?
But why would it be?
You're okay with having sex with the thing that looks like you.
what? It seems strange to build something that looks like you and have sex with it.
Could
okay.
he build a thing that looks like you, then have sex with it, record it, put it on YouTube, but not monetize it, and that would be okay?
I don't think YouTube would allow him to do that.
No. You can have sex on YouTube. You just can't show, you know, intercourse.
Okay. I don't know. Sounds tacky to me.
Yeah, but is that offensive to you?
It's offensive.
Would you sue over that?
It's offensive. Like you said, he's in Hong Kong. So
no, let's say he was in San Francisco.
How much money does he have?
Doesn't matter.
If he has a lot, I might sue.
That's pathetic. Go ahead.
There you go. Sure, people make dolls and wax replicas of famous people all the time, but the difference here is that...
By the way, if you want him to have a whole lot more attention, go ahead and bring a lawsuit against him.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a whole lot more YouTube views.
Mark One moves, smiles, and winks. It being animate all of a sudden for some reason feels too invasive, says Ryan Callow, a law professor of the University of Washington. If Ma were to, that's the designer, gain commercially in almost any way from this, and even arguably the notoriety has gained from this, Scarlett Johansson could almost certainly sue him. This isn't the first time someone's built a robot that resembles a celebrity. Kalo notes that in a recent paper, Samsung ran a series of ads in the early 90s that featured a robot in a fancy dress and a blonde wig who was turning letters on a wall in what was a clear depiction of Wheel of Fortune's star Vanna White. Even if the bot didn't have a metal face, White sued. One, and showing that Samsung spent a lot of money on the ads and that they had paid Morton Downey Jr. a lot of money to be in the other ads, says Kalo. It was the same story with two robots who resembled Cliff and Norm from Cheers. Anyway, Ma made the robot in his home and may not necessarily profit, so here's Scarlett Johansson, might face a First Amendment payback. Mark 1 isn't intelligent. She only has a few canned responses to entertain her interlocutor. Yet when I practiced that too and still stumbled on it, interlocutor. Yet when you tell her she's beautiful, the corners of her mouth raise in a slight smile and her eyebrows relax as if she's embarrassed to accept the compliment. The expression is remarkably lifelike. In reality, it's not hard to make a replica doll. The American Girl doll collection allows any parent to make a realistic-looking replica of their child, and that's certainly not illegal. Other robotics labs have made more meticulous robot replicas of humans, most notably the Hiroshi Ishigaru Laboratories in Japan made one of the most advanced and well-funded robotics labs in the world. It makes the Maz Frankenstein look like invention look remarkable, so remarkable that he has built it into his apartment. There's no doubt that this, as the robotics technology democratizes, will see an increase in the attempts to make your own personalized Kim Kardashian, says Ohio State Law Professor Margot Kabinski. And there's also no doubt in my mind that this will have a gender component.
So as long as it's not making money, then no one's going to be able to sue, is the idea. So if somebody makes this guy made this with his 3D printer.
Yep.
And whatever technology and talents he has. So eventually, if it gets to the point where you can just print out Tom Cruise or, you know, Scarlett Johansson or whoever in your printer, and it becomes something that you can just download, that no one's selling these things, that there's these artists out there that just want to be able to make these celebrities for you with your 3D printer. You download
you sure
the thing
can't
for
stop
free,
it, right?
You hit print, and then you've got yourself a Tom Cruise sex bot.
Right, and what I would point out, whether you think this is right or wrong, and I'm pretty sure I don't like it, whether I think it's right or wrong, it cannot be stopped. Because this is a program, and as soon as you say, well, we just can't have the Mark Edge or Ian Freeman, or,
I'd be flattered,
replica box program out there. Yes, I understand. You'd be flattered. Don't worry. No one's going to do it.
No, they won't.
But it can't be stopped. In that case, when you're talking about 3D printing, you're absolutely right. There was a 3D printed gun a few years ago put up on the Internet.
That's right.
And the government tried to stop it.
They're
and they
still
couldn't.
Trying to stop it.
You can't stop it once it's on the Internet.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, Lindsay Lohan is suing the company that made Grand Theft Auto. She's not trying to stop the game. She's just trying to get millions of dollars out of the company. Will she succeed? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free here, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online, drop by freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features we give to you on the website. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they like to charge you for their sites. We give ours away. But if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that, and it's a big way, is to send $5 a month into the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Idea is you send $5 a month in, we invest that into the show, use it to get on more radio stations by marketing the show to new radio stations. We've got over 170 stations right now. We could have 300. It just, you know, takes money. And that's one of the things we do with it. We also, use it to schmooze with the big wigs in radio. We're going to be going to Talkers convention. Talkers is the official kind of radio industry magazine, and they throw a convention every year in New York City. Actually, this year it's going to be in Long Island for the first time. It's usually in Manhattan. So I've never been to Long Island before, so it'll be
nor have I.
So we'll be experiencing that, and that's always a good time. And also, it helps us expand our reach on the internet and via satellite around the globe. And it also helps LRN.FM, which is our little internet radio network that helps promote dozens of liberty-oriented shows. So you can promote all that for $5 a month and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and some of the hosts as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard directly through our website, and you can also sign up with Bitcoin. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a huge difference for us. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Matt, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Matt.
How you doing?
Well, go ahead.
I just wanted to pose the hypothetical of the artist who creates pictures and draws pictures of these beautiful celebrities, what makes them selling their work any different from these people who create these robots selling their work? Why can they be sued for that?
Well, I think it's I do know a little bit about this in the sense that you can't just go, say, paint a Captain America painting and sell that. And so there's sort of, to some extent, you really can't just go and use an actor's license, likeness in your...
But is the painting. Actor like... I see what you're saying. Legally, you can't, but the actor is likely not going to know that some street artist on the streets of New Orleans or whatever is painting pictures. Of
right. I'm not talking about $40 paintings here. I was thinking we were talking about $40,000 paintings. Excuse me.
Right. That makes sense. But I was just talking... My form is... Well, you can just say they have the likeness. It doesn't have to be formed off of them. Even if it looks just like them, they have the likeness. It's not them.
It's clearly not them. It's a flat piece of paper that's been spray painted on.
Yeah, that's the robot.
It's the dilemma, and this is why the other caller was referring to a jury of your peers in this circumstance. I think that's all you can do is put some people up there and say, do you think that that's a picture of Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, boy, if I was on a jury, I'd be offended that I was having my time wasted.
Now, what's really interesting is when you start looking at stars like Elvis and Marilyn Monroe, assuming Elvis is actually dead, that have passed away, and people using their likeness. James Dean's another one. Because people will just use these likenesses.
What about the imitators? Are they gonna? Can they be sued?
Well, it all just depends. The answer is it depends.
The answer should be no. They shouldn't be able to be because people should be able to make creative works without having to worry about what other people are going to think about it. Matt, what do you think?
Well, let me throw another one. What about Elvis's hair? Can you get into that? Can you get into certain likenesses of people?
Yeah, what if it's only a portion of the person?
Right.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. Great questions. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lindsay Lohan, of course, has had no real career for any, well, recent years. I don't know what the last movie she was in that, was any kind of box office success.
I don't know that much about the lady other than a lot of people seem to have a lot of fun making fun of her.
The lawsuit, however, is moving forward that she filed against Grand Theft Auto V, the company that made that game, Rockstar Games. The Mean Girls actress scored a partial preliminary victory in court recently. Some history of the case dates back to July of 2014. This story from GameSpot.com. When she claimed that GTA V's Lacey Jonas character was an unequivocal reference to her. For its part, GTA V parent publisher Take-Two Interactive...
Doesn't Lacey Jonas kind of have a Lindsay Lohan feel to it? Just, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of feels similar in the way it sounds.
Take-Two Interactive maintains Jonas and Lohan are similar only as far as they are both young blonde women. Take-Two further asserts Lohan is only suing for publicity purposes. However, New York Supreme Court Judge John Kennedy, or rather Joan Kennedy, wrote in a ruling on Friday, and this is a couple few weeks ago, that the case will not be dismissed, at least not at this juncture. Now, you know, that's not really a win for Lohan, but it just means the case will move forward. Until this point, Take-Two's legal team provided their own images for the comparison between the fictional Jonas and Lohan, but going forward, Kennedy ruled as spelled out by THR that she, quote, can't rely upon defendants' documents, unquote, aiming to show the images in question don't show Lohan. Additionally, Kennedy knocked down Take-Two's claim that Lohan brought the lawsuit too late. She wrote, quote, defendants have not been able to prove at this juncture that the republication exception to the one-year statute of limitations is not applicable to this case because the intended audiences were the same as those of the original publication and the images consistently remained the same. Lohan's legal squad hit back at Take-Two's argument, adding that dozens of images to its complaint, showing real-world photos of Lohan that she suggests Rockstar used as reference points for GTA 5. According to the complaint, Rockstar, quote, used a look-alike model to evoke the persona and image of Lohan by emulating a 2007 photo of her. The photo,
it's one picture.
Yeah, the photo on the game disc, I happen to know because I have this game. It's a darn fine game. Is of this blonde girl wearing a bikini, a red bikini, giving a peace sign, and holding her cell phone. Then they provide a picture of Lindsay Lohan wearing a red bikini, wearing sunglasses. The blonde in the game is not wearing sunglasses. And Lindsay is giving a peace sign. In her other hand, she's holding a bottle of cola. So, not exactly the same.
Not exactly the same? Okay.
Her legal team is also claiming that the image of a blonde character, which they claim is a reference to Lohan, was used in GTA 5 marketing material such as T-shirts and coffee mugs, as well as advertisements on billboards, posters, buses, buildings, and websites. In addition, Lohan argues that GTA 5 does not represent transformative use of her likeness, which is protected free speech under the First Amendment, because Rockstar was interested in financial gain above all else. Quote, the defendants were in the business of selling games, as opposed to artists displaying artwork in galleries for profit, where unauthorized images or portraits of individuals were reproduced in limited editions, as opposed to the mass production for commercial promotion and financial gain. Take-Two's representative declined to comment. However, Ned Luke, who is one of the actors in GTA 5, plays one of the main characters, Michael DeSanta, chimed in on the matter with his own tweet, saying, it's a stretch, but maybe there's a resemblance. Pound?
I'm looking at the same picture, and it's a stretch, but there's a resemblance. The problem is that Lindsay Lohan resembles a lot of young,
blonde girls.
Thin women who look good in bikinis.
Should all blonde hotties be able to, you know, sue Grand Theft Auto?
Right. It's a stretch, but there's a resemblance.
He then says in his tweet, pound, Lindsay is nuts. GTA 5 was released in September of 2013, and by Take-Two's latest count has now shipped to more than 60 million copies. It continues to sell well and was the number 3 overall best-selling physical game in the United States in February of this year. So that's almost three years later, it's the number 3 physical media selling game. Lohan's lawsuit isn't the first legal action connected to Rockstar Games' open-world smash hit. Former Mob Wives star Karen Gravano also sued Take-Two, claiming GTA 5 ripped off her image and life story. And more recently, Take-Two filed a lawsuit against the BBC over the Daniel Radcliffe drama, whatever that is.
Well, the article I've got here from Forbes.com on this is, this paragraph sums it up.
All right.
But is it Lohan's likeness? Red Bikini Girl has been hotly debated for ages by fans, with the most common theory being that she was based on a specific photo of Kate Upton, again, another person I really don't know.
Okay.
But eventually it was revealed that model Shelby Wielander posed for the photo, and she had an invoice from Rockstar to prove it. So this gal who...
Well, right. They mentioned that they had a look-alike. So the lawsuit claims that Take-Two hired someone that looked like her to model for the game that was supposed to be based on her.
Right. I don't know how to address that particular issue.
I don't know, but I hope that this lawsuit goes down in flames.
Yeah, I don't think she's got a leg to stand on.
It's a great game, by the way. If you haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5 and you like good action video games,
it's old, isn't it?
It's about 3 years old.
Yeah, okay.
2.5 years old. And still one of the top selling games out there. Yeah, for good reason. It's a damn good, deep game that is a lot of fun and very, very adult. So, you know, probably not for your smallest children. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.